From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Trump wants a payroll tax cut. Payroll taxes are the money taken out of people's paychecks to fund Social Security and Medicare. So if you suspend them, people's take-home paychecks get bigger. The Obama administration used a similar cut during the Great Recession to try and get consumers to spend. Here's director of the White House's National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, talking to reporters Tuesday.
I think there'll be a big growth payoff. I think it'll help deal with whatever challenges occur in the next few months. I think beyond that, ameliorating the tax burden on the middle class, the so-called blue-collar boom that I talk quite a bit about, that's what this is aimed for. That's really what the payroll tax is principally about.
Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports on what a payroll tax could mean and its limits.
Don't compare the coronavirus economy to the Great Recession, says Alan Auerbach, an economics professor at UC Berkeley.
It wasn't caused by the same factors.
It's being caused by a disease, of course, that's keeping more and more people at home, away from work and public gatherings, and no one knows when it will stop.
There's not much you can do to restore demand for the industries that are being directly hit.
Extra cash probably won't get people to take cruises, buy plane tickets, or go to concerts. They might save it or use it to stock up on supplies. Plus, the only people who would benefit from a payroll tax cut are people on payrolls. Howard Gleckman is with Urban Brookings.
People who are kind of at most risk here economically are the people who would benefit the least.
A payroll tax cut wouldn't help people who have been laid off or people without paid leave who are sick or quarantined. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.